Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to CJRO Radio Local News on Thursday, November 13 at Bearbrook Community Hall on 8720 Russell Road from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be a public information center to present some of the results of the Bearbrook Watershed Study Characterization Report and a chance to learn more about current watershed conditions. This is an opportunity for residents, landowners and partners to help shape recommendations to keep the watershed healthy for future generations. A watershed study is a science-based plan that looks at how land, water, and communities interact within a watershed. It combines technical research with local knowledge to set shared priorities for protection, restoration, and sustainable management. For more information on the Bearbrook Watershed Study, visit the South Nation Conservation webpage or the Ottawa City Hall Engage link at engage.ottawa.ca. Last week, the Ottawa City Hall announced that changes are coming to how blue and black paints are collected across the province. Under regulations from the Government of Ontario, responsibility for collecting and processing recycling across Ontario will transfer to producers of paper and packaging. This means that beginning on Thursday, January 1, 2026, the City of Ottawa will no longer be responsible for collecting your blue and black bin. Circular Materials will be administrating the new recycling collection system on behalf of the producers. Their contractor, Miller Waste Services, will be collecting your blue and black bin. The city advises you should continue to put your bins out by 7 a.m. on your collection day. They will be collected by a different truck and collection may occur at a different time of day than usual. There will be minor changes to what can go in your blue and black bins as of January 1, 2026. A full list of items that can be recycled is available on the Circular Materials website at circularmaterials.ca. The city will provide more details in the coming weeks. The Russell County Junior Farmers are celebrating their 75th anniversary with a dance on December 6th in Embrun. The organizers are hoping former junior farmers from across Eastern Ontario will be participating. The dance will be held at the Camille Pichet Hall in Embrun from 8 p.m. to midnight on Saturday, December 6th. Tickets are $10 each and can be obtained in advance by emailing lynndawkinsella@rogers.com or purchased at the door. There will be a DJ, light refreshments, and door prizes. For more information, go to Navendale Farm on Facebook. All are invited to wear any junior farmer's swag that may still have and can fit into. Memorabilia and photos for display are also welcome. Please contact Slanthier ExploreNet at explorenet.com in advance. For more information, you can also contact Wyatt McMillians at navendale@outlook.com. Santa is coming to Cosbot Springs Sunday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to noon. Cosbot Springs Optimist Club has already mailed the leaflet, and if you want your child to receive a gift, you must register by November 25th at the club email address cluboptimistcosbot@gmail.com and provide the child's name, sex and age, your civic address and a phone number where you can be contacted. This is for 0 to 10 year olds only, and you must be a resident of Cosbot Springs, Edwards or Ramseyville Road from Mitch Owens to Leitrim. November 25th will be the deadline for registration. Give Santa some time to prepare the gifts for when he delivers them at your house on Sunday, December 7th. A very special thank you to Desjardins Ontario, who has once again agreed to partner in this beautiful project. Only a couple of weeks left to enter the Embrun and Russell Christmas parades. The Embrun parade will take place on Saturday, November 29th, starting at 6:30 p.m. on Notre Dame Street, and the Russell parade will take place on Sunday, November 30th, starting 1 p.m. on Concession Street. Non-perishable items will be collected throughout the parade. To register your allegorical float, fill out the registration online form on the Russell Township webpage. Russell Township has announced that the region has recently been experiencing low well water levels caused by a combination of limited rainfall and high temperatures. This has been especially difficult for some residents who rely on private wells and may be struggling to maintain a steady water supply. The township has two options available for residents, farmers, and business owners whose wells are not providing enough water and wish to obtain water from the township to either use the Russell Town bulk water and/or municipal municipal water filling station. For details on how to access these options, contact the Russell Township or look up more details on russell.ca. The township is also offering access to shower facilities at the Embrun Arena, 6 Blaise Street, and the Russell Arena at 1084 Concession Street, Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Arrangements can be made outside these hours if needed. Residents are asked to reserve their time slot by phone at 613-443-9272 or by email at recreation.lozier@russell.ca. If you rely on a private well, your input is vital. South Nation Conservation is asking residents to report any well problems, like supply issues or wells running dry, through a short online survey. Find more information on the South Nation Conservation webpage. Your feedback helps identify the areas most affected by drought and support planning and response efforts. For well safety or emergency concerns, contact the Ontario Wells Help Desk. Russell Township has announced that between November 10th to November 28th, every household will receive a new 120-liter black bin delivered to their residence. These bins will automate the garbage collection in the same manner as the green bins do. The administration is looking into a 240-liter black bin option for those who would like to upgrade, and more information will be shared when available. Multi-unit residences that currently use bag tags will receive direct information on how the new system will apply to them. Starting January 5, 2026, solid waste collection in Russell Township will become automated following your usual collection day using your black bin. You can put multiple bags as long as they fit inside the bin. Only waste placed in the black bin will be collected. Position your bin like the green bin, with the wheels facing away from the street. Leave at least 2 feet or 60 centimeters of space between your bin, recycling boxes, or other obstacles so the truck can safely pick it up. Solid waste collection will remain weekly, and this schedule will be reevaluated after 1 year. Stay up to date by subscribing to news alerts at russell.ca/subscribe. For questions, email infrastructure@russell.ca or call 613-443-1747. Free and drop-in country line dancing classes are offered in Castleman. Join the beginner-level drop-in sessions led by Settle Up with Peach. Learn a few easy steps, have a laugh, and dance to great country tunes in a fun, relaxed atmosphere. There are 3 more sessions left on Monday, November 17th, 24th, and December 1st from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Castleman Arena on 758 Brebeuf Street. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgrradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.